Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Money in the power. Once you get a little, they just want to take you down, car.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Dell with you at 713-780-3776. Your thoughts. Did you just start watching baseball last week or during the World Series because the Astros had finally made it and won the World Series? Did you just start? 713-780-3776. You can be as snotty as you want, Red Sox fan.
When did you start becoming an Astros fan? When was it? Was it game two when they won? I mean, I answered. I'm like, dude, are you kidding? I said the Astros had like multiple 100 loss seasons. Who, this one guy, I've lived in Houston since 2007, or I lived there since 2007, and the only time they even started caring was after they won a World Series. That's incorrect.
That's not true. Listen.
Since 2007.
I want to see Red Sox fans showing up for a three straight 100-loss seasons.
No,
and you know what? In any park, anywhere.
And there was no core players other than Altuve, and you didn't know Altuve was a core player.
Don't tell me, Red Sox fan, that you would be there for a three straight 100-loss season.
Let me ask you a question. Are you two fans of the current world champions?
Yes.
Yeah.
And didn't the current world champions just get a split on the road with the alleged best team in baseball now have a chance to win and not even go back to Boston?
Yeah.
So what the hell are you guys engaging with dumb Red Sox fans for? You beat them last year in the playoffs.
This actually isn't a Red Sox fan. This is a guy who lived here, and this is his perception of Houston after living
here.
Screw
that guy. Who is he?
Well, he clearly
doesn't
know. Who is he?
Let's out him.
Somebody with a Twitter name that's like
you're
Kevin's monkey face or something like that. You know,
Kevin's monkey.
That would be a name I would pick for myself.
Daryl's junkie chamber of horror. I don't know
what
you're the
Crombro.
Your
Blinky.
Your team is
who knows?
The world champions of the world. You're the best team in baseball.
You're saying why do we care?
Stop it.
Yeah.
No.
That is kind of true.
Because you know what?
That is kind of true.
No. We are trying.
Dell's the voice of reason.
Defend.
Whatever.
No, he's never the voice of reason.
This is ridiculous. You're going to win today.
He's the voice of treason.
You're probably going to win tomorrow. You know, you're the treasonous
one. The voice
defending
of sports
Khalil
treason.
Mack over J.J. Watt. Stop it.
You see how quick he threw that on me?
Stop it. Forget about anyone who says that is dumb.
Yeah. Screw them. You know what? You're absolutely right.
Get Gunter. How long's Gunter been an Astros fan?
Okay. All right. Gunter, how long have you been a fan?
Hey, good morning. I've been a fan since 1979, and I tell you, it's a little bit of boo that they say I'm just a fan because they went to the World Series.
Right.
Baloney. I've loved them since way back.
Thank you.
See?
Gunter.
See what Gunter just said,
Dale? Screw you, Blinky.
Yeah.
Why are you talking to me? I'm not Kevin's the one who brought up that idea.
Yeah.
I don't buy what he said either. The problem is you allowing him to get under you.
He's not under my skin. He's not in my head.
Chumbo the Wumbo. Congratulations.
He's not in my head.
You just had a conversation with him on Twitter, then brought it to the show, but he's not in your head.
That is kind of true.
And I said, wait a minute. I said, oh, yeah. I said, just now since the World Series, what about 15? Like, they just started playing, and then Red Sox fans goes, yeah, they just started playing baseball back in 2017. They weren't even basically playing baseball. I said, oh, really? Because are you talking about when they went to the ALDS against the Royals and should have beaten the Royals and actually should have won the World Series when Tony hit Sip and Luke Gregerson got red hot along with Dallas Keuchel and when he won the Cy Young, and then they would occasionally get home runs, mostly strikeouts with occasional home runs. Yeah, 2015. Oh, what about 2005? World Series, 2004. NLCS. Huh? What about 1997, 98, 99, 2001, 2002?
Well,
huh?
I just heard from an inside source that kind of agrees with whoever you had an argument with. And it's a Super Astro fan says, yeah, plenty of bandwagons.
Yeah.
Plenty of bandwagon fans.
Well, guess what?
We can jump on and off.
Keep that same energy. Every team has people who. What you have was. See, this is. It's not the bandwagon situation. What a lot of people don't recognize is that lifelong fans who said there's nothing to watch. And this is where holier than thou Astro fans just gets up on. I'd like to take a seat on my throne and say that I watched them when they were terrible.
Well,
and that I am a lot better than you are.
JJ
says,
I watched
them in 2013.
And we'd like to hear from you. This is a good one. Been a fan since Luis Gonzalez was skinny and James Mouton was being mooed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you got memories like that. All right, let's go.
I've been a fan since Joe Niekro pitched against Tom Seaver when I went to my first game, and Cesar Cedeno and Terry. Look, however long you've been alive living in Houston is how long you followed the Astros. The Astros have had good baseball teams in the 80s.
That's when
70s,
kids
80s.
Used to say Joe Niekro.
Joe Niekro.
Right.
Clever
I said
kids.
That, and I thought that was his name, and my mom said, it's Niekro.
Are you sure you mean Niekro, or you meant you've been a fan since Neshek?
No, not Neshek.
Neshek, Niekro. Niekro.
But, this is what gets me. You know, Astros fans who are so upset that other Astros fans dare to, what are you doing here? In 2015, you know, McTaggart gave me one of those, like, oh, I never, what are you doing here talking about the Astros on Twitter? You're not an Astros fan. Like, dude, I've been an Astros fan my whole life. No, I was not a huge fan of watching a 100-loss team with no – I mean, I wanted the Astros to win, but there was nothing – we got no phone calls on the flagship station.
There was nothing to watch for.
There was not a bunch of – you know, Brandon Barnes, if he can get – now, Charlie still got Astros calls because Charlie will always get it. If Brandon Barnes can get another sleeve on his arm, I think he's going to really take it to another level because the tattoos – is he going to get face tattoos or not? No one was asking that question. There was no core players that were coming up. The Astros minor leagues were still
Altuve.
A disaster.
Besides Altuve.
Yeah, but we didn't even know it with Altuve until about 12 and 13. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's actually when he came up, it was funny. My buddy, really? This is what it is now? Because my buddy had a suite the entire time. 100 lost seasons. He had a suite every single year.
Yeah.
We would go and watch, and it would be like, oh, my God. And then it was really? They've got a 5-foot four guys.
This is your best.
This is
player.
What. This is what you're saying that we should come out to watch.
No, but that's my point. Astros fans, the ones who were still watching through the lean years. Hey, I give them all the credit in the world. I don't know how you're watching. I have a hard time watching the Texans right now.
Yeah.
I don't. The Texans give me very little joy right now. They're
oh,
barely.
Oh come on! That game was nonstop hijinks
whatever,
and hilarity.
Man, terrible
keep,
game.
You keep all defending right. Bandwagon Astro fan, but you know the deal.
These hoes ain't loyal.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Said it.
What about Steve? Was he a loyal hoe? Hey, Steve.
He just hung up,
Steve. What about Curtis? Curtis, you been a loyal hoe?
What's up? I don't know if I am a loyal hoe, but I have been an Astros fan for 30 years.
Yeah.
My loyal grandma hoe? Was a part of this group called the Astros Orbiters.
Meemaw was?
Citizens. The Astros would take pictures with him, and She actually got close with Ken Caminiti. Ken Caminiti said that, you know, if the Astros won at home, she he would take her around the Astrodome and in on his Harley, which is really cool. He was probably doing some other extracurricular activities before that. But, you know, we started liking the Astros early. And you started to, you know, 30 years of having a 7-8-9 hole where you had a crappy shortstop that was going to get out, a crappy, you know, Brad Ausmus is going to dribble, you know, do a ground out, and then the pitcher. So 20 years of that, of constant sucking. So, you know, us Astros fans, we put in work, 30 hard years of torment, of losing. So these Red Sox fans, they can suck it because they've had a great team, a great franchise forever.
STH.
Suck the whole Red Sox fan.
Suck the whole Red Sox fan.
No, but on a serious note, Astros fans, like every fan base, reemerge. The people who have been dormant reemerge during the good times. It is what it is.
Mr. Josh Like a Boss says, I don't know. I've been a lifelong Astros fan since the championship fan first ring drop this season. You're damn right. That's a hell of a you are a lifelong fan. Lifelong. 713-780-3776. Best one so far is since Skinny Gonzalez. Since Skinny Gonzalez, yeah, good stuff. And they were mooing Mouton. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. I want to talk about brushing your teeth right now. And you think, why? What the hell? Like, I got to learn how to brush my teeth. I'm telling you, you're probably not brushing your teeth right. As a matter, I'm getting my teeth cleaned today, right after the show, as a matter of fact. And one time I was in there, and the dentist goes, your gums, you're brushing your teeth too hard, apparently. You need a softer brush, and you need to do it right, because you're really scraping away your gums here. So slow down on how hard you're brushing your teeth. And I was like, I've been doing this, you know, I try to brush every day. No, I brush every day, a few times. And if you're not doing it right, what the hell? Well, Quip is designed to make you do it right. It's got sensitive sonic vibrations, okay? And every 30 seconds, they remind you to switch sides. And you're supposed to brush your teeth for 2 minutes. If you don't brush your teeth up to 2 minutes, you don't clean them evenly. So this toothbrush is smart enough to tell you how to do this. Now, there are other electric toothbrushes out there. This one is really cool, though. It just all fits in your hand. It's not a giant one and all this stuff. And you get the replacement brushes, okay? They're going to send you the replacement brushes every 3 months for just $5. That's why I love Quip. They're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25. GetQuip.com/John. GetQuip.com. Excuse me. GetQuip.com/bench. It's /bench. Get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. GetQuip.com/bench. GetQuip.com/bench.
ESPN. 97.5.
So my man Craig DeSerf and Rick Drenner, I was talking to Rick Drenner the other day. I've got something I want to get checked out with the car. He goes, well, what do you want to do? You want to come out here to Angleton? He wants to just bring you a loaner car and we'll bring the car back. I'm like, yeah, that'd be awesome. They said, yeah, that's what we do for our customers who are in Houston. If they don't have the time to get down here and they don't want to wait, we can do the loaner car thing and we'll bring it into Houston. As a matter of fact, they even do that with new vehicles. When you purchase, I had a friend of mine who got a new Silverado pickup truck. This is about a year, about 8 months ago. And he did everything over the internet. He did all his negotiating. He talked on the phone at the end, got the paperwork signed. They brought him the paperwork. Well, he you know, you can scan, you can print, scan, do all that. And he handled everything from his office in Houston, and then they drove the vehicle out to him and picked up his trade-in. It's unbelievable how much you can get done right here from here in Houston. But, you know, if you do go out there to Angleton, they are going to get you better prices. They're going to get you better deals. The dealer cash back, the dealer incentives are what they're going to be for the GMC side, for the Chevy side, for the Buick side. But where they really stand out above and beyond every other dealership is they have lower overhead in Angleton, so they can offer lower prices. They have a huge inventory of vehicles, over 300 waiting for you. And then their trade-in value cannot be topped. And Rick Drenner, Craig DeSerf, the DeLuna brothers, the Killer D's, they're going to go out of their way to make sure that you get a deal that no one else can touch. And when it comes to these great products like the Yukon,
is strong.
like the Yukon and like the Chevy Suburban and the Silverado and the Buick Enclave, the Encore, you want the best prices, and that's what they have right there in Angleton, or do it from right there on your own computer at LanceZCars.com. That makes it simple for you. It'll reroute you to their website. Go to LanceZCars.com if you're ready to purchase or lease your new vehicle from my friends over at Gulf Coast, Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, back here on ESPN 97.5, 822-737-8037-76. 737-8037-76. You guys can chime in on your... Let's get Frank in here. Why are you... You might turn your speaker off or something.
I got that.
I don't know. Frank, what's going on?
What's going on, guys? Hey, man, look, I was a big Red Sox fan ever since they signed Manny Ramirez in that free agent year. And I Red Sox hard, man. But I always liked the Astros. It's just like y'all said earlier, the problem was I didn't feel like they were as dedicated to winning as I could be as to being a fan. When they started bringing up the guys to the pipeline, and I was right there with them. 04, 05, stayed with them. 15, I was at game five here when we should have put them away, put Kansas City away, and we lost it, blew it in the seventh. Stayed with them, man, and I don't think there's anything wrong with switching teams, but if I'm going to give you all I got, I expect that from an organization, and I'm proud to say the Astros are doing that now. Yep. So,
That's true.
I'm going to ride with them, man.
That's true. So who are you rooting for in this series now?
Oh, man, it's Astros all day. Really, the only reason I went to the Red Sox was because Manny Ramirez was my favorite player. When they took him from Cleveland, I knew they were going to do big things because he was that kind of guy. PEDs or not, I don't care. The guy was good. He was dedicated to winning. I'm all for it. If they're going to pay you that kind of money, give me everything you got.
There it is. Manny Ramirez is your favorite. Like, you had some weird guys as your favorite.
Louis Lloyd.
Louis Lloyd, yeah.
All my guys were drug addicts or arrested for. Cedeno had.
Jefferson.
Cedeno killed a woman. Yeah. And it's like, it was. It happened. It was in the dark. He thought someone was breaking in. It was his mistress. Louis Lloyd banned from the league for
like
cocaine.
Is it okay now for a kid to go, yeah, my favorite is Roberto Osuna. He's my favorite player. Or no.
Yeah, I don't think other kids are saying stuff. Yeah.
Well, what if it's the Little League World Series? Who's your favorite player? Roberto Osuna?
It can't be Osuna because every kid's favorite player is Lindor, who is Puerto Rican. Zero Carlos Correa's. That really hurt my heart. To see that after the World Series, no less.
Yeah, but who
after the World Series,
but who had a better year?
Yeah, no, but your favorite player. I mean, the Little League World Series was in when was that? The summer.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't that far removed.
Yeah, Correa wasn't hitting.
Nah, I think it was. I just think they look at Correa as like more bougie, and then Lindor is the man of the people. Is my guess. That doesn't make any sense. That Carlos Correa, who's a star player, I mean, he came from there as a star player, that you wouldn't have. At least some. There was zero kids from Puerto Rico that
honestly, like Baker Mayfield, I still think of Johnny Manziel. I still do. Yeah. And you know what? With Correa?
Shea Patterson, too, with his number two. It's like, oh, man. Weird.
With Correa? Do you associate him with anyone?
I mean, A-Rod. A-Rod. A bit.
And that's a negative. Yeah. I mean, there's a negative connotation around A-Rod. And I do.
Hall
I associate
career,
him.
But he's kind of douchey, and he was a huge pet guy and tried to be played off.
Now,
some of it's the personality, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I love him on the baseball broadcast.
He was orange. Yeah. I mean, everything about him. He was a liar, but now he's with J-Lo. I think he makes up for all of those ills.
Well, he also, I mean, that one to this day doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever. But I told my kids,
"Were you A-Rod?" No,
I said, "Guys, I've got an announcement to make." My kids are all eating their dinner. I said, "I got an announcement," and my wife's sitting right there. Four kids at the table. My wife said, "I got an announcement to make, guys. I've broken up with Jennifer Lopez as my girlfriend." And my daughter immediately starts punching me. "You don't have a girlfriend," and then I think it's Mason. She would never even go out with you as a boyfriend. I'm like, yeah, she would. And she was. She doesn't know it, but she was my girlfriend. But not anymore because I broke up with her because I'm over her. I'm just going to stick with your mom. They don't really like those jokes.
No, that's not a funny joke for a kid.
You guys should try it at home. Just say you're breaking up with Kate Upton or you've decided that Kate Upton is your new girlfriend. Just try that. I've brought you other great ideas like putting a shot clock on your wife and saying, hey, could you grab me this real quick? 10, 9, 8, and see if, because if you do shot clocks to kids, you start a countdown, kids will start going fast. Yeah. They don't even know why they're going fast. Or if you randomly have kids around you, the younger kids, they need to be like 9 or younger, and you go, ready, set, go! And they'll just, they don't even know where they're going. They'll just start to, they get that crazy frazzled look, or they'll start running like, where am I going? What are we doing? I'm timing you. Okay, where do I go? Where do I go? Just keep going. What's my time? 7 seconds. Good job. Okay. Well, 6 seconds, you get the $100.
Oh,
you didn't get there in time.
No. Well,
I like
no,
to do
the
that
best
one too.
Is after you stink up the bathroom, leave a quarter on the... That happened in my house.
I did this
leave
too.
A quarter on the back of the toilet. Hey, there's a quarter in there on the back of the toilet for you.
That's such a Chicago move.
That's just horrible. Oh, God. Oh.
Johnny, what do you put in the back of this bathroom? This is unbelievable.
Hey, we buried the lead today, unfortunately. Did you see Johnny Miller is retiring from golf? He's no longer going to be an analyst. Paul Azinger will be taking his place on NBC.
Golf is going to rejoice.
No,
golfers. Do they still hate Johnny Miller?
I don't think they do. I think back, you know, when he first started, but he's been doing it now for so long that everybody just, well, that's Johnny being Johnny. I think, you know, Johnny Miller, and I think he's, Faldo's pretty good, you know, and there's been a lot of good guys, but Johnny Miller is one of the best ever because he would tell.
He was honest.
I asked Dick Harmon about him and Charlie and Billy, and they were all like, you know what? You know, sometimes he's a little tough, you know, and he forgets how hard the game is, but, you know, that he's honest is refreshing. Everybody else is so worried about everybody's feelings and everything else, and Johnny will tell it like it is. And Johnny did. Johnny told the look it is. So we buried the lead, and we just finally got it in at 8:29 here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, let's take one here, a quick one, catching up. 713-780-3776. Save people all the money, Lance.
Well, this is how I'm going to save you money this time. I'm going to save you money with my friends over at Bill Advisor. I told you about them working with your bills. I have them changing my internet service because I got a chance to get something that's not only less expensive but faster. So we're going to do that. I don't have to do it. I just tell them what I want. They tell me what they find, and I just say yes or no to it. Here's something else they do for you. They can shop your homeowners and car insurance for you, and you can make the switch. Now, a lot of people think it's a contractual thing and you can't get out of it. Do you know that most of these insurance companies, you can get out of it early, and you will get your prorated amount back to you if you want to make the switch? What they do at Bill Advisor is you can text money to 232323, and you give them your and then you'll get an automated text back. What is your address? And then you put your address in, you hit send, and it takes about already, and it says this is what your coverage is. And they use their, you know, HCAD and their algorithms to quickly give you a score on what, you know, you can expect to pay for your homeowner's insurance, and it's pretty right on. It's pretty dead on. You can, of course, add more coverage. You can add different jewelry and things that are higher valued in your home if you want to. You can add your flood insurance. They'll work with you on all of that. But just know this. They are saving people hundreds and in some cases thousands of dollars with homeowners and car insurance where they will get you the very best rates at Bill Advisor. Go to BillAdvisor.com. That's BillAdvisor.com. Or simply text money to 232323 and find out what you can get your house insured for today and start your savings.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Man, Concept Mayhem, that just brings back some memories there, bro. That Cartman brought back a bunch of memories right there. Jim Leyritz. Ask true fan about Jim Leyritz or Walt Weiss. You think they know him? They don't know. Those slap nuts were home watching Rugrats while we're out there bleeding. FOH, dorks.
He hates. He's into an Astro. He's got a. He does Astros true fan TM because being lectured by the true Astro fan who says. And by the way, something else that you may have forgotten: there was no televised Astros or Rockets for about 3 years. They just don't exist.
Yeah.
Drayton sold it to Jim Crane. He goes, "Here, you got your own network." And they're like, "Yeah, you can't get it on anywhere." What do you mean? But they got a network. They're doing. You can get it. There's a pocket of people in the Heights that can watch it. There's about 70 houses that can watch this. What are you talking about? What about AT&T? What about DirecTV? What about Nah. What about this cable system? Nah. Wait a minute. You can't watch Rockets or Astros at all?
There's a better story about that, too, that I'll tell you about in a little bit. But how about today? 50 years ago today, Tommy Smith and John Carlos raised their hands for Black Power. On the Olympic Stadium podium. On the Olympic podium, rather.
Right.
Peter Norman. I didn't know this story. Peter Norman was the Australian who took the silver. Remember, John Carlos finished third.
Yeah, he was down with those guys.
He wore a badge from a U.S. civil rights organization. Norman was ostracized for life.
Yeah, there's a great story. If you dig around on that, there's a great story about how he was with them. And paid a very heavy price in his home.
Maybe even more so than Smith and Carlos, because Smith and Carlos came back here to, they were lauded by the African-American community. Norman is ostracized for life. When he dies, Smith and Carlos serve as pallbearers.
Yeah.
Wow. He looks like kind of a little dorky. Look at, there he is on the podium. There's those guys, and then there's that little dude that finished second.
I'm trying to remember the story. He decided not to raise his fist because he didn't think he.
Well, he's Australian.
Didn't think he should, and that he wasn't really.
But he wore a U.S. civil rights badge.
That was a very, very big deal for him to do that. And I know they were grateful. And a lot of people didn't realize what he was doing, but because they overshadowed. But
apparently, some did.
It was a great documentary. I want to say it was maybe on a Real Sports at one point. Where they talked about that, where I first found that out. I'd never heard that before.
Tonight is basketball, a love story?
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm probably going to see it tonight.
I've watched a couple hours of it, or maybe 3 or 4 hours
of it. I've heard it's phenomenal.
It's really, really good.
So I can just see it on the ESPN app?
You can watch it on TV. You can record it on ESPN.
Well,
it's
but
on Tuesday nights.
I got to start from the beginning.
No, you don't. You can pick it up anywhere. It's just stories.
Well, but I want to.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. You can go to the ESPN app and find it. I tried to download. You can't download it under your. So I wanted to watch it on the plane, but you couldn't do that.
Oh, you can't?
You can't do that. But,
do you know that old 30 for 30s are on Netflix?
Yeah.
A lot of old 30 for 30s are on Netflix, which you obviously a lot of them you can download, but. Yeah, that was a, you know what it
is? Look, basketball is, and I'm a fan of, like, Raheel is a huge basketball fan, right? That's his favorite sport. Mm-hmm. I would say basketball is probably my third because I like football and then baseball. But, man, it is so neat that how in-depth they go, especially into the history of basketball. Really cool.
But baseball was my first sport as a kid, but my first real true love was basketball. And I mean, I just lived and died. NBA and college basketball. I just love college. We came up in a great time for college basketball, and you know, unfortunately, it's been killed by early entries, and it is what it is. I mean, you used to get guys for 3 and 4 years. Now you get them 1, maybe 2 if you're lucky. So you don't get to build the same affinity for a team. That you know, the unit doesn't grow together like you used to see, but. It was, you know, that was considered a really magical time there in the 80s for basketball. It really was. It was very romanticized. It took off to new levels. Magic and Bird jump-started it. Dr. J was there kind of as the OG of basketball because he had put his time in when basketball wasn't as hot, and it was really more of a niche sport. But he was there with the Sixers doing his thing, Moses Malone, but Jordan obviously from a branding standpoint caused it to take off. And forever, the 90s weren't as good. The 2000s were very disappointing, frankly, as a basketball fan when you look at it. And people argue with you if they grew up in that era. 2000 was that's baloney. The fact is, right now, what's going on right now, this is as good as basketball's probably ever been, including the golden era when I grew up and Magic and Bird and Bernard King and the great Celtics teams, the great Lakers teams, my Houston Rockets and all. With all that said, I don't think it touches what basketball has right now. The amount of star, and I mean incredible stars that they have gone right now who are young stars. We don't even talk about Booker ever on this show.
Is the game as good, though?
I just think it's different. Because the three-point line has changed, so it's a spacing. They're much better shooters now. I talked with this with Jeff Van Gundy. He's like, it's not even a question. The shooting is better today. Because they're taught, but it's better from distance. Like the mid-range game is not taught, but you want to park somebody 25, 26 feet from the basket. Oh, they can, you know, you go to a warm-up, they can drop that in.
Now, back in the day, though, the Purvis shorts and the Gervins, and I mean, they could hit anything from anywhere.
Yeah, but they didn't shoot.
They didn't shoot long. No, but they could hit any mid range. I mean, it was like automatic.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know. I liked it when it was more physical. I liked the game more physical than it is today. I liked it when there were fights. I liked it when. I know I did. I thought, you know what? And guys didn't like each other, and guys would get pissed off on, and there would be hard fouls in the lane.
It's softer.
There's no question it's a softer game.
There's no question. And you can't really argue it because all you have to do is go back and look at, I mean, how the Lakers had to adjust, how the Celtics had to adjust, Jordan's team had to adjust.
Now, don't get me wrong. I did not really enjoy the late 90s and early 2000s
basketball.
It got
too much. I mean, what the Knicks were doing, the Knicks were just damn near violent.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just mugging and hold. It wasn't the fighting. It was so physical, and the hand checking. Basketball had to say, "Look, we're not even. The game's not even played with any flow."
It seemed like it lost all its skill then. I mean, late 80s and early 90s,
it was a rugby match.
You had a lot of physicality, but you also had a bunch of skill players.
It just turned into a rugby match where guys were physically mauling each other, and the scores got into the 80s, and they had to make some changes to no more hand-checking. But I do think, I mean, you look at just the great, great, great players right now, Harden. What Harden does, we get upset about James because of off-the-court stuff.
We get upset about playoffs. James because of clutch.
But do you know James is going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever play the game?
And guess what? He's going to always have until he wins it and plays great
other than
in
Jordan,
big games. Then
I get it. Other than Jordan, he's better than just about any other scorer that's ever played.
Well, except in crunch time. Jordan, you could count on to win games.
I understand.
But that's
I'm
huge,
not comparing him against Jordan.
No, that's huge. If he was clutch.
Compare him against Dwayne Wade.
Historically,
you don't
what I'm telling you, though,
best ever.
Historically, he is going to be remembered as he's going to break a ton of records. He's going to be a huge record
breaker.
That's fine for everyone except.
No, I know, but I don't think he's appreciated. I know you guys don't like him. I don't care for the
person. It's not about liking. I don't care what James
does. Well, you don't recognize that he's a good player.
He's a great player, but
he could be an a-hole if he won.
We recognize an MVP candidate.
That's
every
fine. Have you ever
year.
Seen
That's
a shrink, a someone shrink as much as he does, no, as good a
because
player?
Even if I didn't know it, the Rockets would tell me. But I know it,
but
how
you
great
can't,
he is.
But you can't butt everything he does.
You can butt when the Rockets' goal is to win a title.
No,
the Rockets' goal is not to be great in the regular season anymore. It's to win a title. And until he didn't even have to win one. Until he performs
you know
in
who
that
he
situation.
Is? He's Kershaw.
Well, that's... I wouldn't even put him to Kershaw's a multiple time Cy Young Award. Kershaw is one of the greatest. Kershaw's one of the great left handers.
James
of all
has
time.
Finished second, first, and third in MVP voting. James is one of the best players in the game. Kershaw's one of the best pitchers in the game, if not the best pitcher. And James is getting right there. And yet, when it comes crunch time, nut up time, they shrink.
If I pulled up his playoff stats. We all know that's true, but history is going to remember him differently.
I don't think so.
Than this room does. I absolutely do, because he's going to win. He'll have at least one MVP, which Dream had one in his career. If he wins a title, I don't think you're going to be able to say anything.
Well, that's it. If he wins the title,
right.
That's a big no.
But even without winning
titles, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about him now.
But there was lots of guys who didn't win. But as from a skill standpoint, rare skills.
And just so's Kershaw. But you know what's going to follow Kershaw forever? How he played in the postseason.
Rare, but I'm talking about rare skills. No, I think it will be that way in Houston. But he's gotten to...
No, it's everywhere, Lance. Everyone knows James for being a failure in the biggest times.
I don't think that's the lead. I think this show leads with James as a failure. I don't think that's the lead nationally, and I think with most Rockets fans, frankly, that James Harden as a failure is not the lead.
Well, because they got their Thunder. No, that's not true.
Thundersticks, look how good. I mean, he's really good.
That's not
true. He averaged over 30 points.
But it's always a but. There's a but.
No,
there's a butt.
Because we put the butt because in there. Of a,
no.
No, he does. He puts the butt there.
Everybody puts the butt in there on James. I think you're missing that.
I think we're in a bubble. I'm telling you, I don't hear it with a lot of Rockets fans.
Are you kidding?
I know people are disappointed. No, I really honestly don't think a majority of the younger fans who are in their 30s and 20s care as much about what he has done in the postseason.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm being serious. It's been a shock to me. I spent a lot of time going to the Rocket stuff and all that stuff.
San Antonio, game five.
I get it.
11 turnovers against the Clippers. 0 for 27.
He wasn't 0 for 27, but
no,
the team was. Right.
And you know what? He's the guy. He's the one that has to hit that shot.
I'm just telling you what he does from a skill standpoint. The ability to get others involved.
I'm with
rebound,
you.
He's score one
of, I'm
at
telling you,
level.
He's Kershaw, who's the best player,
well,
who's the
Kershaw,
best pitcher of his time.
I mean, frankly, that seems like a huge compliment to call him Kershaw. I probably wouldn't go that far.
Oh, I don't know. I think James is right there.
James could very well be a two-time MVP if things went a different way. If Steph Curry
was
doing
it. Well, he said he was a two-time because the players voted him.
And if Russell Westbrook didn't average a triple-double, he would be a two-time MVP. So I think the Kershaw thing is apt, and until he does things in the postseason, he will be Kershaw. Until Kershaw does it, then he's James.
All right, let's catch up. Let's catch up here. 8:46 ESPN. By the way, David, no, it's not love and basketball. It's basketball, a love story. Okay, love and basketball.
Totally different. I don't want to watch love and basketball.
No, sorry. That's not awesome. That's not awesome.
I tell you what is awesome, Men's Tea Clinic. Woo, man. The first time you go into Men's Tea Clinic, if you just got the blues and you're just blah all the time, like, you know what, I'm always tired, I'm fatigued, I walk up steps and I get tired, I need to lose weight, my body's just like a mudslide now, and it didn't used to be like that. If you're saying all that to yourself, maybe your libido has been impacted, maybe your drive at work to move forward and get things done and be the best you can and climb the ladder, maybe that's been impacted. That is, you know, that happens with lower testosterone. If you get your testosterone level checked at Men's Tea Clinic and they find that you're low, the great thing is they'll start to give you treatments, and in many cases, insurance is going to cover a majority of the cost there in your treatments. And then from there, they will adjust, or they can adjust, so that you get the optimal benefits. That first treatment, within 3 or 4 days, most people feel a surge in energy, and that's something that really gives you a jump start. Now, the body type will start to change after 6 weeks to 2 months. You'll start to notice differences in your body type, and that's expedited if you're working out and you're changing some of your eating habits. It really gives you the jump start you need. Get back to being the real you, the you you were when you were 20 or 30, or maybe you weren't that even in your 20s and 30s, and now you're later in life, you say, you know what, I want to get into being in great shape. You know what would help? Having your testosterone level at optimal levels. Make sure that you go to mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com. 4 locations in the Houston area, Heights, Cypress, Pearland, and Pasadena, MensTeaClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Houston is all systems go! We love our Astros.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Our guys can sure hit a ton. For Minute Maid thrills, watch them hustle.
All right, back here on ESPN 97.5. I'm seeing Lance. I'm a 22-year-old Rocket fan. Whenever I think of James, my first thought is playoff James. I'm serious. I don't think I think you got it. You're off on this. I think everybody's on to this. It's the same with Charles Barkley. It's the same with Karl Malone. But those guys performed well in the postseason. It's elimination James shrinks.
I get it, but no one doubts the greatness of Charles Barkley.
No one doubts the greatness of James.
Okay, that's all I wanted to. That's all I wanted to state. James, right now, this era of Rahil, sorry, I'm going to make you turn your mic on before 9 o'clock.
Wait a minute. Well, how much is he getting?
Oh, cool. My agent will be in touch with you.
Okay, so Kobe, unfortunately,
can you get in touch with him, please?
Kobe doesn't get to be in this era. Kobe's in that dead, in the lost era, unfortunately for Kobe. And he's probably the greatest player of that era, I would say. Actually, Shaq is kind of in that also, a little bit.
Timmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Timmy is too.
I think LeBron's a holdover from that era.
But when you look at the talent right now, I think this is the most talented the league's ever been. Ever. With star talents and high-end stars. Joel Embiid, I think, is going to be there for sure. Now that he's staying healthy, Joel Embiid is going to be there. Kyrie doesn't feel as star. I know he's given star label. I'd like to see more from him. Gordon Hayward, I'm not even talking about. He's not a star. He's just a good player, which has plenty of those. But Booker's a star. Harden's a star. Russ is a star. They've got at least two stars. And Klay Thompson is one of the greatest shooters in the history of the game over there with that team. You look at there's even the really good Oladipo's and some of the guys who are really good players who are never going to be mentioned with star talents. I'm interested to see what happens with Ball if he takes a step forward right now. But the amount of young talent in the league right now is just really, really high.
Would you say that this is more star-studded than the Dream Team year?
No.
Well, that was – a lot of those guys were not in their prime anymore, but they were legendary already.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they were still in the league.
You can make a case for some of those guys on the Dream Team, like they're the best at their position ever. Period.
Yeah, and that doesn't even include Akeem.
Yeah,
I mean,
What would your Dream Team right now in the NBA be if they had a Dream Team?
And LeBron, let's compare it. James, Westbrook, Curry, Durant. I'm going small. Anthony Davis left off.
No. There's 12 guys on the Dream Team.
Oh, you're going whole roster. I think you're going to start at five. Yeah, then you can fill it out. Let's go. You give me one, and I'll answer back with
the
current guy.
All right, well, so you have to be a U.S. citizen for what that, you know, for what that, I mean.
Yeah, Dream Team, yeah. Jordan, LeBron. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Mm-hmm. That's a starting point. Barkley.
KD.
Anthony Davis, and who else?
You got Patrick Ewing, David Robinson.
Anthony Davis. There you go.
Clyde Drexler. Scottie Pippen, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson.
Scottie Pippen was nice. I mean, Scottie Pippen was a defensive.
He was a star, though.
He was a star. There's guys who are bigger stars than him that we could find from today's
Kawhi.
NBA.
Kawhi.
Yep.
Bigger star than Pippen?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, are we going stardom or are we going player?
I think he's a better player. I think Kawhi's a better player. I don't know about star. He's a better player than Pippen.
Pippen was on with Jordan with the Bulls. He was a bigger star, but I'll take Kawhi as a player.
Pippen rode on Jordan a little bit. He just did what they needed, which is great defensively.
Giannis is not on the team, but he's obviously in the league. Westbrook, Kyrie.
Steph.
Steph. We mentioned Steph already. I mean.
Booker. Damian Lillard, who we didn't even mention. Lillard's just killing it.
Get out of the first round.
Happens to be. Yeah.
He did it once. He did it last year. He's done it before.
The whole season it was Dame. The comeback, the revenge. People are counting us out. Yeah, and you lost.
Well, they were better than anyone expected them to be.
Yeah.
In the regular season.
No, but that was 2 years ago. They were better.
But even last year, exceeded their win total last year. They weren't expected to be a three seed.
And Dame is all about, people are counting us out.
He's a great player.
He's a great player.
26-9, 6.6. I don't know how much of that is him and how much is his team's just not good enough for the teams they're facing in the West.
Were the better, higher seed and got swept, so.
Yeah. And, by the way.
Well, I mean, just in general.
Shaq would have been a rookie that year. John Stockton, Chris Mullin, Karl Malone.
Yeah, Dame wasn't good in the playoffs last year.
I mean, I don't know. This that was the late 80s and early 90s was pretty star-studded.
But they got to carry. You're carrying Magic and those guys came in at like 80. You're carrying it all the way into
you got Chris Paul now.
The dream team. So, was,
Chris 14. Paul's not one of the best players in the league right now, but he's still a huge star.
But Magic Johnson, but Bird was a shell of himself. Like he wasn't. He couldn't do a whole lot.
But you
team.
Said as far as star power and
we're looking at the end of his career.
Yeah, right. But he was still a star. The biggest. He's a bigger star than any guy today. Larry Bird.
Not bigger than
and
LeBron.
Magic Johnson.
It's hard because now
is global.
That 92 team was the first like true global experience. Where in Barcelona, they just captured the world. Right. That's what LeBron and these guys do in the summer now. It's different because
the game is more global now.
Yeah. Because China, India, those are huge markets now.
Well, okay. We're talking about two different things. Yeah. Either star power or ability.
I'm talking about ability. I think the players in the NBA right now are just tremendous. I think they're young stars. We don't even like Anthony Davis. We barely even talk about Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is a better player than David Robinson. Now, they're different. It's just a different game. Yeah. So what Anthony Robinson and what Anthony Davis does, Dave Robinson would have never been asked to do any of that stuff. And Anthony Davis can't play in a post like D-Rob could. Nobody's dream. Nobody's probably ever going to be dream.
No, but ever. Nobody's Kevin Durant either from that era.
Yeah, nobody. The closest you get to Kevin Durant would have been, it's not Dominique. Dominique was an explosive guy, but... I mean, Dominique could shoot it from, but not with not that like kind that, of range. No. It's just, there is no
seven Kevin feet.
The closest would be Iceman Gervin, and that's late 70s, really into the early 80s. What you ask him to do, Bird could do, but Bird was a tough guy.
I think both eras are like peak NBA, which is great because that 92 team and then post Magic Larry Jordan's. Rise that helped the NBA to the next level, and this group of guys has taken the NBA to that even bigger global level. So it's just it's great for the NBA either way, both eras. But this one has ushered in a global market like never before.
Yeah, this is what people won't acknowledge. Yeah. And I work for the league. Oh. What people won't acknowledge is that basketball has a higher Q rating than football does.
Actually, I have some numbers for you. Peter King wrote about this.
Okay,
in London, the NFL. It's bigger than anything else right now.
Oh no, yeah. London is different.
Yeah.
London is a huge that's been growing since the early 90s when they started the World League of American Football that became NFL Europe. They started planting the seeds there. And I think all those trips over I can't believe if I do a English accent and talk about Everton on a draft whenever cuz every year they do a draft. Jacksonville has a Jags fan from England do a draft pick like in a fifth or sixth round. If I mention Everton, I get hammered with tweets from English fans who are watching the NFL draft now. It's getting way bigger now.
Mm-hmm. All right, GiveMeTheVin.com. It's getting bigger than anything that is an NBA. Stop. John Clay Wolf. Do they buy 2,000 cars in the NBA? No. Does Everton? No. Screw Everton. You don't want those crappy cars anyway that they drive around.
11th out of 20?
What?
That's pretty good.
They suck. Okay, how about number one in buying cars?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Over 2,000 cars last month and growing. And John Clay Wolf said, listen, hey, guys, because he has people who make the offers for the cars. He's like, stop. I don't care. So the market is tougher right now. So what? Oh, you still have to pay max dollars for the cars. That's what we do because that's what we do. And if we're going to make less money, we're going to make less money. Let's go. Let's go. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com. Get the most you can for your car and find out what... Hey, listen, it's ridiculous. It is just ridiculous. And if John Clay Wolf says, if I can't give you the most money for your vehicle and CarMax can give you more, I'm going to pay you $100. That's how sure he is that he will give you the best price for your car. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
Warning. You're
listening to ESPN 97.5. KFAC. Mont Bellevue, Houston. ESPN 97.5. 97.5. A Gao Media Station.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.